Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Dalet. Hu Haya Aimer. This refers to Rabbi Akiva, who was the Tana of the previous Mishnah. He used to say the following, a second thought from Rabbi Akiva besides the previous Mishnah. Chaviv Adam Shenivra Bitzalem. Precious is man that he was built, he was created in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Tiferes Yisrael has a girsa here of Chaviv Ha'adam Shenivra Bitzalem. This is based on a Gemara in Masechta Yevamos, which tells us that a goy is included in the terminology of Ha'adam, the man. However, he is not included in the terminology of Adam. And when we finish the Mishnah, we will explain what the Tiferes Yisrael's understanding of this Chazal is. So, according to the Tiferes Yisrael, Chaviv Ha'adam, which would include a goy, Shenivra Bitzalem, that he was created in the image of Hashem. Chiba Yiseira Noidas Loi Shenivra Bitzalem. As the Rambam explains, that if somebody does good to you and doesn't tell you about it, that does not compare to someone who does good to you and lets you know that he did good to you. That's a special degree of love that he has for you, that he wants you to know that he did something good for you. And that's what the Mishnah says here. Chiba Yisera, there was an extra amount of love. Noidas Loi Shenivra Bitzalem. How was this love manifested? By the fact that Hashem let us know that man was created in the image of Hashem. Shenemar, as the Pasuk states, Bitzalem Elokim also es ha'adam. In the image of Hashem, Hashem made man. Man was so chashiv that he was actually created in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And from this pasuk, the Tiferes Yisrael brings proof that we are in fact speaking about Ha'adam, as stated in the pasuk, and as the Tiferes Yisrael explained, based on the Gemara in Yevamos, this includes the goy. Chavivin Yisrael, there is an extra amount of love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for the Jewish people. They are precious to a higher degree than a regular person. Shenikru Banim Lamakam, they are called children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once again, this was made known to Klal Yisrael, which shows us an extra degree of love that Hashem has for Klal Yisrael. Chiba Yisera, there was an extra amount of love, Noidas Lem Shenikru Banim Lamakam, because Hashem let Bnei Yisrael know that they are called Banim to Hashem Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Devorim, Perik Yudalit, Pasuk Aleph, Banim Atem Lashem Alekechem, you, Klal Yisrael, are children to Hashem your God. Chavivin Yisrael, continues Rabbi Akiva, the Jewish nation is precious, Shenitan Lahem Kli Chemda, they were given cherished vessels, and this refers to the Torah. Chiba Yisera Noidas Lahem, it was an extra measure of chiba that it was made known to them, Shenitan Lahem Kli Chemda Shabai Nivra Olam, that Klal Yisrael received the cherished vessels from which the world was created. As Chazal tell us, Istakel Be'oraisa Ubora Alma, Hashem looked into the blueprint of the Torah, and based on the Torah, he created the world. So the Bnei Yisrael received that Torah from which Hashem created the world. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Beis, Ki Lekach Tov Nasati Lachem, I have given you a good teaching. Torasi, my Torah, says Hashem, Al Tazovu, do not forsake it. When we learned in our Mishnah that Chaviv and Yisrael, Shenikru Banim Lamakim, this includes even at the time that Klal Yisrael does a chet, as the Gemara tells us in Kedushin Daf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. It is said in the name of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter that when someone would do him an avla, would do an injustice to him, he immediately would seek an opportunity to do good to that person, because he learned it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We sin to Hashem at the same time as we're sinning. Hashem gives us life, he gives us food and shelter, he takes care of us at the same time as we are sinning to him. So Klal Yisrael is considered banim lamakam, they're considered children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even when they're sinning, they're still considered like a child who the parent takes care of, even when the child is sinning against the parent. And now let us see what the Tiferes Yisrael tells us on what we started with at the beginning of the Mishnah, the difference between Adam and Ha'adam. This is found in the Tiferes Yisrael in the Boaz section, Perigimel, Mishnah Yudalid, Si'if Aleph. Says the Tiferes Yisrael, I've always had a problem with the Chazal that we mentioned from the Gemara in Yuvamis, which is found on Daf Samach Aleph Amid Aleph, where Chazal tell us, Atem Kuryum Adam, Ve'ein Umisoylem Kuryum Adam. You, Klal Yisrael, are called Adam, but the Umisoylem are not called Adam. And the Tiferes Yisrael said, how can we take these words literally? How could Chazal say on a Gentile who has a Tzelem Elokim, who's created, all of mankind is created in the image of Hashem, he is not considered an Adam, he's like an animal? And if this were true, then how would we understand what Hashem said? V'yisem li skulo mikol amim, you should be a special treasure to me amongst all the nations of the world. If we consider the nations of the world merely to be animals, so Hashem is saying, you will be something precious to me from all the animals and all the monkeys that appear to be people. Also, this is something difficult to say. And if we further would say that all the actions of a Gentile is like a behemoth, which means it has no free choice, it does not receive reward or punishment, this is against what Chazal tell us in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Hei, and the Rambam paskens this in Perek Ches of Hilchis Melachim, that Chasidei Umisoylam Yeshlam Chelik Olam Abba, that the pious of the Gentile world have a part in the world to come. And we would understand this logically, says the Tiferes Yisrael, that Goyim, Gentiles, cannot be considered non-humans, that they're not called Adam, because everything Hashem does is righteous. Tzadik Hashem b'chol drachav v'chosav b'chol ma'asav. And we see that many of the pious people of the Gentiles, besides that they recognize that there is a creator of this world, and they believe that our Torah was given by Hashem to the Bnei Yisrael, and they do kindness to Jews, and some of them have done unbelievable kindness to the entire world. He brings, like the pious Yaner, who developed a medicine that was able to help thousands and thousands of people from dying from an illness, or Drake, Shehevi Hakartoffel Europa, Drake brought the potato to Europe, and through the potato, people no longer had to starve and die from hunger. Or Gutenberg, who invented the printing press. And he brings the Chassid Reichlin, that was ready to die in defense of the right of the Jews to have their Talmud, the Shasen, to save the Shasen from being burnt after the Kaiser Maximilian decreed that they should be burnt. And this came as a result, he mentions, of the Mummer Pfefferkorn, who teamed up with the priests to do this. And as a result of Reichland's efforts to protect the Jews, he was hounded by the priests, and he died a broken and destroyed person. So could we think, says the Tiferes Yisrael, that all these great actions of this list of Gentiles who did so much for humanity, that they would not receive reward in the world to come? They would be considered like animals. Hashem does not hold back. Ein Hashem mekapech schar kol beria. Hashem does not hold back the reward from any creation of his that does good. And as a result of all of these questions, the Tiferes Yisrael explains that there's a difference between Adam and Ha'adam. Adam refers to Adam HaRishon. Ha'adam refers to a mensch, to a person, to mankind. It's not the name of someone. For example, we don't say Ha'avram, Ha'Yitzchak, Ha'Yaakov. We call them Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. So when Chazal say Atem Kriyim Adam, Ve'enu Mesodam Kriyim Adam, it means that only the Jewish people are called like Adam, like Adam HaRishon. Meaning, explains the Tiferes Yisrael, that of course the Jews have a milah, an advantage over the Gentiles, that by following the Torah, they produce so much more positive things in their lives. However, there is a milah that the Goyim have over the Jews, because whatever the Goyim have accomplished over the centuries has come as a result of their own horvanya, their own work at improving themselves. The Bnei Yisrael are aided with Siyata Dishmaya, with help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in terms of which nation should be considered like Adam HaRishon, who was the Yetzir Kapav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was created by Hashem. He's not the result of a father and a mother, of procreation, of Puruvu. Rather, he was created by Hashem himself. So the Jewish people are like Adam. They can be called Adam because their religiosity is aided by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which the Goyim, the Gentiles, don't have that advantage. So Atem Kriyim Adam. But when it comes to Ha'adam, and this was another question of the Tiferes Yisrael, if a Goy, a Gentile, is not considered Adam, then certainly he should not be considered Ha'adam, the man, with the Hey Ayidiyah. And yet Chazal are telling us, Adam, he's not considered a Gentile, but Ha'adam, he is considered. What's the rationale of that? The answer is, of course, Ha'adam, a mensch, not a name. Ha'adam, mankind. Of course, a goy is included. We see that they have Chassidim Yisrael, and we see that all of these people did great things for humanity. Drake and all the Gutenberg, all the ones that he mentioned before. Of course, they're Ha'adam. But Adam, that they are created by Hashem like Adam, they're helped in their faith and in their religious convictions with Siyata Dishmaya. In that respect, they are the ones who are called Adam, and a Gentile is not called Adam. And therefore, based on all this, the Tiferes Yisrael says that he believes the Girsa and the Mishnah should be Hu HaYoimer Chaviv HaAdam Shenivra B'Tzelem, because we're referring to all of humanity, not just the Jewish people. And all of humanity are included in the term Ha'adam, and that's why we bring the Pasuk, Shenemer, B'Tzelem Elokim, also as Ha'adam, that refers to all of mankind. When it comes to the name of Adam, That is a name that we can borrow from Adam and apply it to Bnei Yisrael, because just like Adam was created by Hashem, the religious convictions of Bnei Yisrael are aided by Siyata Dishmaya from Hashem, as opposed to the Goyim, that whatever they achieved, which was less than the Jewish people, but they achieved it on their own, that's why they're not included in the name Adam, but they are included in mankind Ha-Adam. This is the beautiful pshat of the Tiferes Yisrael on this Mishnah. Mishnah Tezvav. We continue with the sayings of Rabbi Akiva. It's interesting to note that the Rambam in his Pirush HaMishnayos on this Mishnah tells us, Zeh HaMaimer Koilel Dvarim Gedoyle Miyoid. This statement of Rabbi Akiva contains many great principles. And the first principle is, HaKoil Tzafui. Everything is revealed and seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and known by Hashem, and yet v'harishus nesuna, and yet there is free will. Mankind has bechira to do good or evil. And although Hashem knows what man will do, and we would have thought that if Hashem knows what the person is going to do, it means that the person has no free will. He has to do that which Hashem knows. The Rambam explains that the knowledge of Hashem is not like our knowledge. There's no comparison between them, because he, Hashem, and his knowledge are one. And just as Kishem she'einanu masigim b'sichleinu ha'mugbal es metziyusei shel ha'boirei, just like we are not able to fathom with our puny minds our seichel, which is mugbal, it is limited, we do not comprehend the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too says the Rambam, kach einanu masigim b'sichleinu, we don't understand his knowledge. So although it's difficult to comprehend this concept, and the Rambam in his Yad HaChazaka brings this up as well, and the Ravid says it would be better if the Rambam hadn't brought up this difficult topic, but we have to believe that although Hashem knows what we're going to do, yet we have the Bechira to do good or evil. And that's what the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Nun Hey Pasuk Ches states, Ki loy machshavoyse machshavoyseichem v'loy darcheichem drochai. My thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways. The next concept that Rabbi Akiva tells us is, Uvetoiv ha'olam nidoin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always judges for the good. In other words, he chooses to judge us with midas harachamim and not with midas hadin. As the Pasuk says in Shmois, Perek Lamed Daled, Pasuk Vav, that Hashem is an erech hapayim v'rav chesed v'emes. He is very long until he gets angry, and he shows us much kindness. The Gemara in Sanhedrin of Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph tells us, erech hapayim, not only to the tzaddikim, but letzadikim vilarishoyim. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Kuf Memhei, Pasuk Tes, Toiv Hashem lakoil. Hashem is good to everyone, and he tips the scales for the good to prevail over the bad. And we find, Chazal tell us, Mida Toiva Meruba, Almidas Parani is Takpamim, that Hashem deals for the good with mankind 500 times greater than what he deals with mankind as far as evil is concerned. And the final statement of Rabbi Akiva in this Mishnah is, V'hakoil l'fi roiv ha'maisa. Everything depends on the multiplicity of actions. And the Rambam points out a very fundamental yesod, that the Mishnah here does not state v'hakol lefi goydel hamaisa, that everything is dependent on the fact that a person does a great act. It's not the amount that a person does in one act, but rather it's the multiplicity of acts. And the marshal to this is someone who gives $1,000 at one time. He gives to one poor person or to one institution $1,000 versus someone who gives $1 to 1,000 people. Which one has acquired the midah of nedivus, of being a nadvan, of giving and helping others? And the answer is, it's not the one who gave one time $1,000. He did not acquire the midah of nedivus, because it's possible that he had a hisorus. He was aroused one time. His heart felt for another Jew, and he reached deep into his pocket to give $1,000. The one who acquires the midah of nedivus is the one who does it diligently. Every poor person that comes to him, he may give only a small amount, a dollar, but he consistently gives that dollar to 1,000 people. That person, says the Rambam, has acquired the midah of nedivus, of being a giver. And that's why Rabbi Akiva says here in our Mishnah, HaKoyel Lufi Roiva Maisa, not only will the person acquire the midah of nedivus by doing $1 of tzedakah 1,000 times to 1,000 different people, but also he will be rewarded greater than the man who gave $1,000 but only gave it one time. Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his forum, discusses the idea of ribui hamaisa machria, ribui hakamus machria esa echos, quantity versus quality. That if you have, as we said, a multiplicity of acts, that overpowers the one great act. The $1,000, he quotes the Rambam in our Mishnah here in Pirkei Avos, the $1,000 distributed to 1,000 aniyim, $1 to each ani, that's ribui hakamus in quantity, in the multiplicity of acts, it's more, it's machria, it overpowers the one great act of giving $1,000. So therefore, an important lesson that we learned from this Mishnah, according to the Rambam, if a person has a choice between doing one great mitzvah one time or doing many, many small acts 1,000 times, it is better for him to choose doing the small act 1,000 times, because HaKoyel Lefi Roiv HaMaisa.